Good. Okay. So we're here, Perek Dalet. Hadrochim v'apulus asher mivim el atzlocha emitzas atar. So he had gone through saying that a person is potential, and then he explained the potential lies in this, specifically in this koach of in the koach of what's the right word for it, the ruchnius in him, and the way that brings it out of the mitzvah satira. So he says shebezulos and shebekoach, because without it everything remains bekoach mishpai oy. They're a rope from this world to the other world. So it's a rope to bring him up to a different world. So that the person becomes something who is not a bal havaya v'hefsid. Let's talk about this a second. He's already making a point over here. He's making a cheshbon that the point of the person's the person's what mitzvahs accomplish to a person is not simply that they make improvements in the person. In other words, one could have likened mitzvahs that they're like, like some medication or something like that that makes the person better, it heals him, does something like that. He's saying a correct picture of a person would be of a mitzvah is something that brings the person into a different world. In other words, mitzvahs create a different framework for the person's existence. And now he's going to describe it in I guess concrete terms. Mitzvahs heim tzir v'adam v'nagashim ad she'ein adam tivi chomri balavaya v'hefsid k'moy she'im adoron tivi v'chomri. The person stops being something in this physical world, which he says is open to hefsid. Every mitzvah, the seichel is what it says it should be done. So he gives here an entire different framework for understanding mitzvahs and so on. He's trying to explain how mitzvahs work at least in this ruchnistic sense. What's the process? Let's describe the following. A Torah Samincha is one of Rishayim. Other Rishayim speak about the transition of a world, of a person, from Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba, and the Torah Smichel speaks about the Maila, what's the right word for it, the Chesed, that's his words, of Gehenim. He says, a person's neshama becomes intertwined with the things it deals with. So Lamasha, let's give a very simple example. For a person who's busy all day doing X or Y or Z, that becomes his life. So for a doctor, the attending the patients and the physical and the medicine becomes his life, his metzias. For a woman who's in a house, the kitchen, the cooking, all of that becomes her metzias. When we die, it doesn't change instantly. It's not like, okay, now I leave here and I go to Gan Eden and that's it. A person whose metzias is A can't go into a different world because his metzias remains the same. The nefesh is the channel that it's tuned to is what it's used to, and it's a process. So a person who's mezachich himself in this world, and all he does in this world is ruchnistic stuff, So his world is Ruchnius. It was that day when it was here. And the Mela, when he's in Olam Haba, he actually feels quite at home. This is his world. For a person, the more a person is physically involved in this world, and his world is the lunch and the dinner and the golf game and the this and the that and the other thing, that's him. And it's not easy for him to change a different world. I always think of a mashal for this. It's sort of a story. My father's Chayin of Racha was a... If I told you this, don't remind me. Tell me that I told you this. I don't remember. I lose track of these things. My father was a shamus in a shul. And he had one of the members there. And it was not atypical of many people in that generation. Was a man who started at the bottom of the ladder. He fixed. It was a handyman. He used to fix gears, ranges, ovens, and you know he was a real workman, real blue collar fellow. He was very frugal with his money. He used to save up all the copper pieces that he took out. At some point, it became worth a lot of money. Sold it, bought real estate, and at some point, he was quite a wealthy man, owning tons of houses in the New York area, in Manhattan. But he kept working, fixing gas ranges, never took a day off, never did anything. And in the summer, for relaxation, he would come home a little earlier. He would sit on top of a garbage can. I remember that vividly. And he would throw out chunkies, like little candies for kids. That was his tainug. So my father once told him, Mr. So-and-so, you know, Baruch Hashem, Kashmir's helped you. You can afford things. Take off 2 weeks, go to Grossinger's. Grossinger's was the big fancy hotel, and enjoy life a little, and have some time for yourself. Well, why don't you forgive yourself to go out and to enjoy life a little bit? So he told my father, listen, I'm a coarse person. I have no sense of social life, society, anything like that. He said, I'm going to come for 2 weeks in a hotel and sit at a table. I'm going to sit stiff and not know what to do with myself. People are going to be uncomfortable with me, and it's going to be 2 weeks of pure misery. This I enjoy. I sit in the garbage can, I toss out the candies, the kids run this way, that way, the other way, and I enjoy it. He had no shaykhus to a world of elegance. Just because he has the money now to pay for 2 weeks in a hotel doesn't make him an elegant person. He's still a coarse person with very little to offer socially. The same thing, a person's nefesh, neshama, there's one cheshbin, how much does Kadosh Baruch Hu owe you in terms of Olam Haba, and that's one thing. And the second cheshbin is, who are you? You're not shaykh to Olam Haba. It's something that you need to be shaykh to it. And I once heard a story. I guess we'll diverge a little bit more. I heard it from Shlomo Shadron. He was the famous Magen Yerushalayim. And he told over a story. Now, when Shlomo Shadron told over the story, it was worth a good 45 minutes. I can't do it the way he did it, and so on and so forth. He said the following. It says that Elazar ben Dordaya was a terrible sinner, and he was oival kol davar in the world. He lived every zayin in the world. He did, in a moment of tshuva, he did tshuva. He died, and a baskol came out and said, "Ashrecha Elazar ben Dordaya is mezum l'cholam haba. He's mezum l'cholam haba." So the chassidim once came to Chedushei Rim, and they said to him, "You know, how is it? It's not fair. The Rebbe spent his whole life in Kedusha and working on himself and with tremendous amount of mortification and this and that. He gets Olam Haba, and this lowlife who spent all his life with all the zonas of the world, he does a moment of tshuva, also gets Olam Haba. Where's the justice of it?" And secondly, it says in the Gemara, Rebbe heard about it. It says, Bacha Rebbe cried and said, "Yesh kon olam b'sha'achas." That there are some people that in a minute are koneh the whole world. He said, "Why did he cry? I mean, he should have been happy. This guy was slated for Gehenim, bottom Gehenim, and he got out. Like, well, he was jealous. What was he crying about? So Chiddush HaRim said, one shot he had said was that for him it was as hard this 1 minute as for me my entire life. But then he said another pshat. He said there was once a balagola in Europe. A balagola was somebody who drove a wagon, and they were tended to be the lowest of the low. You know, it was long, hard. Nobody saw you. It's not as if you're standing in a store. Everybody sees what you're doing. You could do whatever you wanted to do. They would drink. It was, you know, they when you wanted to assault somebody, when you called them a balagola. So he said there was one day a balagola was driving, and he hears, it was a terribly cold day and snowy and really bad, and he hears like a faint cry under the snow, and he doesn't want to stop, and then he hears it again. He stops the thing, spends an hour digging the snow, and he finds somebody buried in the snow still alive. Kitsi schleps the person out, he rubs him down, gives him a shot or two, and the person came alive. Kitsi said there was a big rash in Shemayim, and the Malachim said, listen, if we take him up now to die, if he dies now, we take him up Shemayim, this man gets Olam Haba. He saves a person's life. It's like he said, if we let him continue to his natural lifespan, he's not going to make it to Olam Haba. You know, statistically based on what he's done until now, he's going to fritter away whatever schusim he has. So what should he do? So the decision was made to ask him. They asked him, they told him, listen, you've got your chance in a lifetime to make a say to Olam Haba, or you're taking a very big chance. But Kitsi thought about it, he said, you know what? I'll go home, say goodbye to family, and I go up to Shemayim. Sure enough, he dies a day later, and he comes up to Shemayim. They bring all the Averis that he's ever done and everything. They put on one side, it's very heavy. Then they take the, you know, a Nefesh Achas, they put it on the other side, it's Gevaldik. It overweighs it, finished. So they tell him, okay, name your Schar. What would you like for Schar? So he thought a minute, he said he would like to have a coach made of the finest oak and English leather, 8 horses, and a road as smooth as you know, as a mirror, and people and customers all day long. That's what he'd like for Olam Haba. So the Chiddush HaRim said, that's why Rabbeinu HaKadosh cried. He said, Yesh kona olam mo b'sha'achas. You know, we can give him schar, but the nature of the schar, the world of the schar, is up to him. And that's his world. His world is a world of horses and wagons. And at this point, this was like after 45 minutes of build-up, Rav Sholem launched into one of his, he used to have these sing-songs that were awesome. Ay, the Chiddush HaRim, what kind of horses, what kind of wagons. His world was a lichtiger world, so like upon him, the idea was, So the job of mitzvahs is to transform a person from a world that disintegrates to a world of things that are eternal. It's so, yes, the goof will always rot. The goof you get rid of, but what is his mindset? Who is he as a person? And if he's a person who's tied to things that are Mabikachs, so that's the level that is nefesh stays at. And that's the Torah Mincha says that it's a chesed Kadosh Baruch Hu that we go to Gehenim and it purifies us, and it gets us out of these nonsense. It gets us out of these. That's the job of it, to take us out of that. So I'll kopanim the way. So he expresses the concept of mitzvahs, the Maral, are there not simply to, they're not there simply to give a person credits, they're not even there to perfect the person as such. It has a much deeper mission to have the person engage in a different world of things. If a person's machshavas are now, okay, you know, did I help this person, should I help this person? Do I understand this Inyan and Torah? That becomes the person's native world, then the person is a Ben Olam Haba. And that's the tziruf v'zichuch nafshik mashis bayah. Umispa mitzvahs shebehem nafshe yaitzim afeilor, the mispa kimashom chazal b'seif makis, derech of siloi, sheish reels of shloisha se mitzvahs nito le moisha shasalo sase kimini masachama, ramach ese kimini varsho odom. Omar rabam nuna maikro teretzu le moisha merosha, teire begimat yo hochavi, teire sheish reels v'charas v'havi, so he says, "Anoich lilachom piyakur shemanim adkan." So that's the gematria of 613. The ein sofik she ein misporam shel uminyan shemitzah loykis hoy b'mikra. Obviously, the number corresponds to something. You can't say it just happened. You know, Hakadosh Baruch Hu kek sort of spit out all mitzvahs they could think of. Now we add it up. We say, "Oh, ramach." The ki ein mikra l'kmadrei loykim. There is no mikra for things that are divine. I want to make a little point about this as well. The Maral in a few places says that various things are not a mikra. He says big things are not a mikra, things that have to do with a melech is not a mikra. That's the nusach of the Maral in many places. So the Shad in it is, nothing's a mikra. Everything comes Yad Hashem. What it means to say is, we need to, things can be understood by us as part of the norm of the society needed. In other words, this is the normal mahal for the world of Teva. So I don't need to find a special Havana why this particular thing I have, this particular thing I have, if it's within the norms. So to ask me why a particular amount of people showed up for an event, yes, there's Ashkach and everything, but that's not something that we have any need to or ability to understand. But at big events, in other words, if there's Shishim Ribu from Klal Yisrael, that's to be a reason why Shishim Ribu. If there's 630 mitzvahs, that's to be a reason 630 mitzvahs. The events that are major are events that have some sort of significance in its details as well. He doesn't say that the number is just mikra. It doesn't mean the Gemara is not saying like, okay, if you want to easily remember it, Ramach Ivarim, just like he did. My other it wasn't after the other. So you're going to say that, okay, Ramach Ivarim, Ramach Mitzvah says that a person's every Avon needs to do a mitzvah. And Shasaz that every day of the year he needs not to aver. So you could flip it around and think I have Shashem Heferse, could be Faket, Mitzvah Shasaz Ramah, Shamasir Kalvah Shalom Shlava Loisas, Mitzvah Shasaz, Shasaz, Yom Shasaz Mitzvahs. When Kolskin Shalom Zerak Remitz, May Rob Adwar Malokim Shalim Tzakach Latzmo, Alokach HaMaim Azim Amar Amukim. So there must be something very deep in this Maimer. And so he's going to explain the Etzim, let's put it this way. Be'etzim, this Maima is telling us that there are two pillars. In other words, you can't reduce all the mitzvahs to one inyan. There are two pillars that mitzvahs are building. And those two pillars that are distinct from each other and both supporting together something is the time, the shana, and adam. And he's going to explain what that is. Da kasher rotza shenzo lezak zodim shikna nitzos adei mitzvahs haloikis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to get our zikuch through mitzvahs, he efshe shikna yisei rak adei shemin mitzvahs. So there are only two types of mitzvahs that can, we need two types of mitzvahs. He couldn't have done all mitzvahs sase, all mitzvahs lo sase. Why? Hachelik echad shlo yeh mishanes mitzius ha-shenivralov. Ki mishanes mitzius ha-shenivralov areish ha-shinim ha-shorol mitzius ha-adam. V'yovo yehefzid le-mitziosay. V'eloheim mitzvahs lo sase. So he says like this. A person is created in a certain way, which is a potential to become alike completely. So we need two sets of instructions. One is how to handle what we got so that we don't destroy it. And the second one is how to develop what we have in it. So both of them are important because we do have an inborn tsura, bekoach, and we can already, even before we made one step, we can corrupt it. The corruption that we do is to that tsura, and a person can distort it, can somehow, pervert it. So the mitzvah laws us out to prevent death from happening, because if that happens, you can't bring out the potential. It's like Le Marshall, if you have a kit to build something, and the pieces are delicate and fragile and sensitive, I tell you, don't put it in the heat, don't put it in the acid, don't put it in that or the other. And the second one is, now I also have to teach you how to assemble it, how to make what you're supposed to make out of it. So he says, person should not leave the mitzvahs that he has. Kibilas iser vegezel gneva mitzvahs mina mitzvahs. Af kenach leidat the mitzvahs. Even if we don't know the time of mitzvahs, mikol mokom neida behem shekol mitzvahs loisasei him yitzia mina yoshe. So all we know about mitzvah, even if we don't understand the specific detail, they are actions that distort our ruchnistic self. Achelak hasheni, a mitzvah esse, shekol marnu ke'ein odem adegos achrena loikis, ukilu kapelvad. The mitzvahs are needed because we're only potential, and how we realize potential is an issue. Mitzvah sheikna shleimus befall are the mitzvah loikis, which is by lochol amayla beprokim akoydmin, she'af imodem koyne el mazet tiva chomri, loikona elam haba shenegashmi, ki imal de pulus aloikis mayodem iskel elam anivda. So, it's really they're both serving the same purpose. The purpose is in order to bring ourselves to a madrega that we're shayach to the world of ruchnias. In order to do that, we need to make sure that the pieces we got from our Kaddish Baruch Hu are not in any way harmed or deteriorated. And on this flip side of it, we need to develop and bring out from them what it is that will be the ruchnias. If you look at the world has two strata. The first thing is the physical world as it is. If we're to ask ourselves what element in our world represents Teva, at its core, we would say the sun, for many reasons. First of all, the sun is a very predictable cycle as opposed to the moon. The moon waxes and wanes, sun is very steady. The sun creates a natural year. The sun going around creates spring and summer and autumn and winter, which is a natural cycle. Seeding, growing, harvesting, fallow and so on. That is sort of natural. The month does nothing like it. There's no difference in the beginning of the month, the end of the month. Physically, we don't see any real differences, except for people saying Kiddush Levana. But other than that, there is no physical manifestation that would give away there's any reason for it. The sun is also the source for everything in the universe. It is the source of energy in our world, and therefore, it, in a sense, it makes the world tick. That's the seed of the world of Teva. Vashemesh Kolosik, Hashemesh Mela Oilamateva, Voilamateva Sudatahto, and the natural world is under it. Ukumesha Timsum of Vuomina Kosov, Shekashe Yirtzela Haskel Oilam Yoimet Tachas Hashemesh. When he wants to talk of the natural world in its entirety, he speaks about Tachas Hashemesh. Ukidachsiv my Yisin Odom Halamola Shiamo Tachas Hashemesh. Veris is Konasach Hashemesh Vahin Tommy. Tachas Hashemesh is always given as the it's what keeps the world. So if we're trying to finger something which could be seen as the seed of Teva, it's the sun. So the second element is Adam. Let's talk about even in the context that he speaks about. Of all the brios in the world, So chemistry is extremely predictable. What happens with chemicals when you combine them certain ways should be 100% predictability. Flora, vegetation like that, has a very good predictability. If you know what the climate, if there was sunny, if it was rainy, it wasn't rainy, if there was some sort of parasite, you know how much will grow and so on and so forth, how big it'll be. Pretty good, fairly easy to predict. Animals are harder, but the one thing about an animal is his psychology is very predictable. People who are hunters and understand animals, animals will really, they follow certain behavioral patterns, and they don't much not follow it. A fox is considered to be a very smart animal because he seems to be able to come up with new ways of doing things. That's highly, highly unusual. And even that's not the terribly, it's still within a certain framework of things. Adam, being that has free will and what we could call creative thinking, is pretty free to do, it's unpredictable. If there's a level of a person that's predictable, a person when he doesn't think before doing, or if he's not very bright or not very strong-minded, will fall into a pattern of behavior. You can predict it sort of based on a natural psychological graph. You can say this type of person will do X, Y, Z. The more a person uses his mind and his mental abilities, he was more in control of himself and can do many things labdafka that are predictable, that are unpredictable. He has free will. So Adam versus Shemesh in one. He now speaks about a second area. Shehu mipnei atzma in nechash harim soim, man is included. Shemesh Adam nivrakol. Adrava, everything was created for man. Ve'eche nechal avon adonov. I can't say that I have in my household 10 servants, include myself in it. They're my servants, so they're there for me. I'm a 10th person here, but I'm not a 10th servant. So the first beings, the sun never changes its course, both for the bad and for the good. It never loses its inborn laws of nature. It can't rise above it. Adam is free. The Adam azeh shu achelik hasheni efshe sheitzim azeh ro. Adam could possibly go off the derech. Avla Adam hu koine maila yisim ashahoyle. But Adam can acquire a maila that's much bigger. Hu kemoish hashemesh hu melech. So a person has a malchus also. So the Shemesh has the malchus of Teva, Adam has the malchus of lemaila min hateva. Umalchus Adam hi shu moilech shleimus al katachtonim kal nivel al v'sham shoy. Ubezetzer al katachtonim. And Adam, by doing what he does, is in effect being ma'ala the world, and he's using the world for a much higher purpose. And as such, he's a melech in the entire world. Ubezetzer al katachtonim. So the sun rules over the world in a natural capacity. It radiates, it does its thing, and the natural rhythm of what it does is that malchus. The Adam kaina maila yisa mimashahoya avayesa minaseida. So the world itself remains fixed, both for the good and the negative. They're not going anyplace, but they don't get ruined. Adam fluctuates, and Adam can go from one extreme to another extreme. Because the neviim and the kriyas Israel, when the neviim would say to Chacha, they would compare them to nature. So he says like this, this Chazal over is kind of strange. He's saying, well, the sun and the moon, look at them, they are so much, they don't get Schar and Einesh, and yet they behave beautifully, and you guys do terribly. What's this Zustel over here? Like, I mean, why are we in competition with the moon, like with the sun? What's the union over here? And the earth. So he says, we possess, because we're both relating to the same point, the world. We have the ability, we're higher up on the ladder, and that's how we have the ability to effect changes. So the Torah is telling us, you're supposed to rise, your job is to rise above this. Take a look at the Shemesh. The Shemesh at least holds steady. So you can't use your kochos, which were meant to go ahead, to fall when you're supposed to be going steady. And that's why, and that's sort of the intent of that. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I gave you an extra gift, but minimally keep at least the world of Teva that everyone else does. It's like when you tell a yeshiva bracha you should daven with a minyan, and you tell them, yes, it's true that you're yeshiva bracha, but even balabas expect daven with a minyan, so you can be better than balabas, but you're not supposed to use your freedom to be less than that. Because Shiratza Hashem is brought to Zakisol be beiz min a mitzvah, Shem lo yisas have esay, Shem mitzvahs lo yisas em shish ma seda, Shem lo yisas em shish ma seda, Nosan li yisrael minyan a mitzvah meri sachamah. So he gave Klai Yisrael that mitzvah. He called Amarnu Kecham Yishmir Seder Nimtzoyim. V'yomeim Shasa. V'eilu Shasa Yomeim Ashlim Amitis Malach Sachama K'mevorim L'Odam. So the 365 days of the solar year are, those are Ke'ilu, the elements, the building blocks of Teva in the world. So if you wanna define Teva, we say the sun and its 365 days. These are the details of the Malchus of Teva. So he's saying, okay, Adam, you include yourself within yourself 365 days, which are the entire Hekev of Teva and the entire Hekev of Zman. So by keeping the losa say, you retain the basic seder that's in the Bria. Now, besides that, he gave them a kinyan maisa. In the second Chalmitz essay, you have milas that you're on the first one. And only Adam has that. Ve'ivorim shel Adam im shleim esuras Adam. Ki al tashrik ma shechoshek tas mi Adam ve'im aroifim, ki vorim shel Adam im tivik mosh v'alachayim. Ki ein adam v'kachla. So this is a very sharp lashon. That the ivorim of Adam are not teva like v'alachayim. And it says ki roifei alil heima. They are witch doctors. They don't understand that the Tzuras Adam is all alike. I'm going to explain that. I don't think the Maral didn't believe in medicine. I'm not aware, yes or no. The Gemara is full of different medicines, so on and so forth. He's not espousing a shita of not being samech on rafe and so on. What he's saying is, What the Maral is saying is as follows. Tzuras, if we're to look at a person, Evarim, they work physically. Physically, the Evarim of a person, they work. If I look at it only from the angle of a functioning animal, I've missed the boat. One of the reasons why the Zohar HaKadosh always describes Adam, because Adam was made to follow a higher model. Let's give an example. In the old days, I don't know, maybe it's okay also true, I guess. When a spy wanted to send a message in code, you had two types of codes. One was, you substituted letters for symbols and symbols for letters until the thing was totally illegible and had no shaykhis. Then a second way was to write a normal letter using terms as substitutes for terms. So the muscle, if you wanted to write that a big aircraft carrier has come in to dock, so and has this amount of planes, whatever, and so forth. So you write there so and so, our big Aunt Bertha came for a visit, and she brought a half a dozen toys for the kids, and this and this and that and that, and all of these things are obviously, are obviously meant to be information. So now, when you read the letter, so a person who doesn't realize this code will start wondering, well, I'm sure she brought this, but why would he have to, why say this, that, the other thing. The question is, what's our primary description in the letter? Is it coming to tell me the ship and how many guns and how many planes it has and when it's leaving and so on and so forth? So as far as that information goes, that was my first piece. And therefore, everything is going to be highly accurate about that and highly specific. The event of the person coming in and being visited, all that stuff about the Aunt Bertha, that's the stuff I needed to fill in for that. It's secondary to the main purpose. So when analyzing the letter, I need not to discuss much about Aunt Bertha and she always was a very, very frugal lady. Why did she go so, why did she start spending so much money? That's not where it's coming from. It's coming from a different place. And I need to understand that it's coming from a different place in order to get the full meaning of it. So that's what he says over here. Suras Odom, figure of Varm Shalem Shlemus Odom, by day Varshem Ramach Nivatsam Lakim. So we have Ramachi Varim. Akash Baruch could have made different arrangements in our body. We have Ramachi Varim because Akash Baruch has Ramach Ekudis that lift us up. Because that in effect is Adam. Okay, we'll hold it here. Next week we're on. What's the story?
Right, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
The same. Good vach, a good kibben shiur, a ksivach simatayva. All the best.
Thank you.
Call till back.